Hi, this is jazz musician, singer, and songwriter Tim Lewis, and you're listening to The Agricultural Show here on CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7.
There's an industry that's taking Ontario's economy to a higher level. It's our agriculture and food sector, and we'd like you to know a bit more about us. We generate more than 820,000 jobs and contribute $40 billion to the annual provincial GDP. We all depend on a strong and supported agricultural industry because no one can thrive without food security. We may live outside the city, but we need the same services as our urban neighbors. Good roads, hospitals and schools nearby, community services, and reliable internet. Feeding the world is a big job. We are constantly innovating the way we operate to be more efficient, effective, and profitable. Did you know that Ontario agriculture grows more than 200 different farm and food products? Most Ontario farms spend 20% of their inputs on energy. If we all had access to natural gas, we could save up to $1 billion every year, money that could be used to keep our businesses more competitive. Every Ontario farmer depends on a healthy, sustainable environment. We value our natural resources as stewards of the land, today and for the generations to come. We are Ontario's agri-food industry.
All right, folks, thanks for listening in today. It's the Agriculture Show. What a day in January. It feels like it should be about a month ago, ain't Dale? It's pretty warm out for January.
It's a nice day.
I know. Dale Ruby's our guest today, episode 141, and it's January the 8th of 2019. Hopefully you've all recovered from another amazing Christmas season of too much chocolates and too much cake, but lots of good cheer. So with that beginning, yes, we'll get off to a start here, and then the first thing we want to do on the Agriculture Show is ask our guest, tell us about that first song you got there, and why do you like it? And I got to tell you, I love that song, Dale, but tell us about this song. How'd you first hear it?
The first song is by the Arrogant Worms, and it's the Last Saskatchewan Pirate. It's just a real fun, easy listening song. It's humorous in how Saskatchewan certainly would be known for its pirates, there's no doubt, and it's just one that I've always really liked, so I just thought it'd be a nice song to start the show with.
Is this one that have you had a chance to see the Arrogant Worms? Like, how did you come about this song?
I just heard about this song through friends.
Okay.
And no, I've never had a chance to. Our administrator at work, Sandy Calder,
yep,
her husband, Jay Calder, who is a guitarist by trade, actually performed once with the Arrogant Worms. So there is a little a little connection there.
All right.
And it's just one song that I really like.
All right. Just click on the go button and we'll listen to it and we'll come right back, folks. We'll see you in a short bit. Here we go.
I used to be a farmer and I made a living fine. I had a little stretch of land along the CP line. But times went by and though I tried, the money wasn't there. And bankers came and took my land and told me fair is fair. I looked for every kind of job, the answer always no. Hire you now, they'd always laugh, we just let 20 go. The government, they promised me a measly little sum. But I've got too much pride to end up just another bum. Then I thought, who gives a damn if all the jobs are gone? I'm gonna be a pirate on the River Saskatchewan. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
Well, you'd think the local farmers would know that I'm at large, but just the other day I found an unprotected barge. I snuck up right behind them and they were none the wiser. I rammed their ship and sank it and I stole their fertilizer. A bridge outside of Moose Jaw spans a mighty river. Farmers cross in so much fear their stomachs are a quiver, cause they know that Tractor Jack is hiding in the bay. I'll jump the bridge and knock them cold and sail off with their hay. Cause it's a hee-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho-hey, hi-hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. Arr, arr, arr. Well, Mountie Bob, he chased me, he was always at my throat. He'd follow on the shoreline, but he didn't own a boat. But cutbacks were a-comin', so the Mountie lost his job. So now he's sailing with me, and we call him Salty Bob. A swinging sword, a skull and bones, and pleasant company. I never pay my income tax and screw the GST.
Screw it!
It's Albert down to Saskatoon, the terror of the sea. If you wanna reach the co-op, boy, you gotta get by me. Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat, barley, and all the other grains. It's a ho-hey, hi-hey, farmers party doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
Arr, matey! Get it? Matey?
Oh, hey, that's really funny. You know, like Louis Riel?
Well, pirate life's appealing, but you don't just find it here. I've heard that in Alberta, there's a band of buccaneers. They roam the Athabasca from Smith to Fort McKay, and you're gonna lose your Stetson if you have to pass their way. Well, winter is a-coming, and a chill is in the breeze. My pirate days are over once the river starts to freeze. I'll be back in springtime, but now I have to go. I hear there's lots of plundering down in New Mexico. Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho-hey, hi-hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. It's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho-hey, hi-hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. When you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
This is Catherine from Oxford County 4-H Association. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
And this is Paul Schultz here at CKMS Radio 102.7 on the FM dial. You are listening to The Agricultural Show.
And so are you, dear listeners, listening to the Agriculture Show. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hope your day is going well. Paul, that's a great song. I love that song. That was Sue. Dale. See what I think of Paul. Dale, that's a great song. Don't worry, I'm getting forgetful. I know it's going to change and get worse. But anyway, Dale, that's a great song. Let's talk about yourself, and we're looking forward to the rest of your music. I always like to ask my guests a question to get to know them before we start the rest of the question stuff. And his comments is, how many people would sit around the Ruby family Christmas dinner or Easter dinner or a family celebration? How big of a crowd are you?
Well, as far as immediate family goes, I am married to my lovely wife, Mary Ann.
Mm-hmm.
We have two boys, Jaden and Simon, aged 13 and 10. So there's just four of us around our immediate family table, but when I get together with siblings and my father, we are in the range of 30, give or take, of who is all able to show up. So we're a big, lively, loud group. We've never been accused of being shy. but we are a close, tight-knit family. We had a bit of a rough Christmas. My mother passed away just before Christmas time, so that led to a bit of a different season for us, but it brought a family closer together, and family is very important to us on the extended side and certainly immediate family in our household with my wife and two boys. We're a very family-orientated group.
Do you guys have any Christmas traditions? I know some like to go out and cut down that tree or have a skate on the family pond. What do you guys like to do for the Christmas get-together? Do you eat? I like to eat.
Well, certainly we certainly put a big emphasis on food. We are fortunate to live in a part of the world where we're able to do that.
True.
And certainly it's not as much the traditions of things we do, but the people that we are able to get together with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's truly what Christmas means to us, is having that meaning of Christmas and being able to get together with friends and family and that social aspect and being able to enjoy everyone's company in this beautiful area that we live in.
Well said. You don't happen to be in a choir or some sort of have some music as part of your celebration. I like listening to Christmas carols. How about yourself?
Music is always a big part of our household.
Yes.
We have a lot of music playing. We have Christmas music on pretty much once Halloween has ended. We begin with Christmas music because it just seems the whole season goes by so fast.
Yeah.
A lot of choir music we love listening to. And our boys as well have also taken a great interest in music as well. So it's something that's very strong in our household. And it's an important part of Christmas traditions. The one thing we tend to do, we have a list of our favorite Christmas movies that we like to watch.
And those
evenings are spent with the lights all off in the house except the Christmas tree lights.
Yeah.
And we have our select list that is watched every year, some movies multiple times.
Yeah, that's my next question. As you have your standbys and maybe you try a new one once in a while, have you seen your Christmas movie list change over the years?
It does increase from time to time.
Okay.
And we always make sure that we have that as part of the pile that we use when we are spending that time, but it's, again, important family time that the four of us all spend together, and our boys will soon be getting older that they'll be out and about on their own.
True.
So these times that we're able to spend together like that are precious, and we make the best of all of them.
Sounds like a great thing you got going there. Do you have time? Are you perhaps a hockey player in the local men's league and any other hobbies that you or your family like to do?
Our boys are not the big sports guys that a lot of other families are.
Mm-hmm.
Our oldest boy does some curling.
Yeah, that's a good sport.
But they've never been into hockey or ball too much, and there are benefits from being in those, but it's also we spend our evenings during the week as a family having supper around the table as the four of us without one having to run to one place and one running to another. And I hope our boys will always appreciate that was a good time we could all spend together as a family instead of just being so rushed and running around. We think that will instill some positive attitudes into them even as they get older.
That's well thought out. It's pretty impressive but exhausting to think of families with four or five kids in hockey and games everywhere at any time. That's a big commitment, but hopefully they can make it work and instill quality values in those people as well. So
yeah, and there is a lot of benefit to that too, as they will, on playing on those teams, develop friendships that will more than likely last a lifetime.
Yep.
And there is a lot to be said for that team atmosphere, that team environment of a group of you all pulling together on the same thing. And it's friendships that will come out of that. But they are both very, very social and have their circle of friends as well. And they'll just form their circle of friends in a different way than than what playing on a sports team will do.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. And thanks for mentioning all those cool things. I was hoping you might mention maybe you're like a rock climber or something, or maybe you're building a boat in your basement. But probably nothing quite as you aren't doing jigsaws by chance.
Yeah, you're giving me a lot more ambition than what I have. That's for sure. Our youngest boy plays piano.
Yeah.
And that keeps him going. He enjoys doing that. But our oldest boy especially, really likes to do a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
And just keeping us busy with everyday things that those boys do.
Sounds like a good time, and I'm glad to always ask this question about our listeners. So, but we also want to keep on playing some music. So let's talk about your second selection here. It's John Denver. I wonder who that guy is, right? Just hang on for a minute. This is a great song. Thank God I'm a Country Boy. I couldn't remember when I first heard it. But how about yourself? It's
yeah, I would have been fairly young when it first came out.
Yeah.
But it is, my wife and I each grew up on a farm, local. We're just around Tavistock.
Yep.
And neither one of us would trade that for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Having grown up on a farm and having that freedom of, basically at the time, felt like the world to play.
Yeah.
You had room, you had space. We were able to be out and about and go and play games and just have all the room you needed to do anything you wanted.
Right.
And yeah, we're both very thankful that we were born where we were in the country we were in. Some people say they'd like to win the lottery. I think when we were born here, we did win the lottery. And being able to live on a farm growing up, we're very thankful we were able to have that opportunity.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and click on that song and just stay locked in, folks. We'll be right back with our guest today, Dale Ruby. Go ahead.
Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out my fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should, and thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Life for diamonds or jewels, I never was one of them money-hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. But my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Country boy, yeah!
Hi, I'm Rory Box from Scotland. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio, the Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Hi, this is jazz musician, singer and songwriter Tim Lewis. And you're listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the Waterloo region. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
All right, thanks for listening in to the Agriculture Show. Your host, Jeff Steger. Today's guest is Dale Ruby, and we are playing some great tunes. I can hardly wait to listen to the rest of the songs. We talked a little bit about Dale and his family, and now we're into our second part of our show, and this is where I like to encourage our guests to talk about what they do. And with that wide open topic, we can talk about your favorite song, or we can talk about what you do for a living, or just what do you do, Dale? Someone said, hey, what do you do? And what would you tell them?
For the last about 15 months, I've been working for Mountain Oak Cheese.
Very nice.
We are an artisan cheesemaker located just outside of New Hamburg on the Huron Road, just outside of Hayesville. It's an on-farm farmstead cheese, which means that we use on-farm ingredients for our finished product. We have a little over 200 cows on the farm.
Oh, my goodness.
Using four robotic milkers. Mm-hmm. And then we use that milk to make our cheese. So it is a very healthy, locally produced product.
I think a lot of our listeners will be really fascinated by what you're doing out there, the whole concept. You actually meet the person who produces the milk right from beginning to end. And ta-da, you can have the cheese when you walk out the door.
Mm-hmm. In this,
there's a lot of people. That is, you're right onto something good there.
Yes, in this day and age now where we're seeing so many more trade deals happening, which are making all kinds of news over the last period of time, we're seeing a lot more imported products coming in from other parts of the world. Yes, they are cheaper, but what are those standards?
Yeah.
Do we know that? Do we know what standards there are in other countries and those products that come in, whereas we know that Canadian standards of making our cheese and making our Canadian products is among the best in the world, and the consumer can have full confidence in getting our product and knowing that it is a healthy food that they can very confidently serve to their family.
Yep.
And it will be good for them.
And just building on a comment you made before about, you know, we both have won the lottery of living in Canada. One of the beauties of living in Canada is that, in fact, you can choose a food that matches your needs and perceived needs about production, how it's done, about price, about quality. And an operation like yourself has a very unique one of combination of those things. And as you mentioned, quality, because it's by Canadian standards. And it's also by a lifestyle. You guys not only produce the milk, but are turning it into cheese. So that's a value that I think a lot of listeners really, really impressed with.
Yeah, there is becoming a lot more of these specialized products coming from local farms and local communities.
It's changed a lot, hasn't it, over the years?
Certainly the dairy farmers over the last, recent history always knew and could be confident that their product had a market. Now with so many more foreign products coming in, you are battling so much more for your corner of that market share. And by becoming more specialized, such as a Mountain Oak Cheese, an artisan cheese maker, you are carving out your part in that consumer list of products they can look for.
It's a huge galaxy of all kinds of really great products like yours.
Yeah, it is It really is a wonderful thing. I do sales work for Mountain Oak Cheese, and the wonderful part of it is I can go out and be very confident in selling our product. I can talk about it all day long, but yeah. I know just by letting that prospective customer try it, that will be what will sell them on our product.
That's a pretty cool thing. How big is the area you try to cover? Goodness gracious, trying to even cover Southern Ontario is a huge task. How far do you travel in promoting Mountain Oak Cheese?
We are provincial, so we do only sell in the province of Ontario.
All right.
And our product is available all over the province. In trying to get to the customer, you do your best to get to as many places as you can. There's always seems time is the limit, but again, I still feel like I'm fairly young in this job, having just been here a little more than a year, so there are still a lot of untapped areas that we are looking to get into and promote our product.
Yeah, just thinking out loud here. Well, there's all the food fairs, and they're out there, and then there's various restaurant associations, and then there's the occasional major grocery store chain that, not like the majors, but there are smaller, like you've got a couple in town here like that, who may be interested in covering not necessarily a big name cheese. So, who else do you get to go out and promote your product to? It's just how do you go about doing that?
We get a lot of support from people in the retail business. We do have a number of customers as well that are very very happy to promote our product as well, and we also promote them as well with our social media sites. We feel it's a nice two-way street. I think it works well for both the customer and it works nice for us. But certainly it is a big task of what we need to do in order to be able to continue to educate and inform the consumer, mm-hmm. where it's easy to walk into that store and see that one piece and know that's a pretty good price. I'll pick that up and go home without considering, well, where has this come from? Mm-hmm. And we are in big chain stores as well as smaller specialty stores and many, many restaurants. But we do get support as well, even in the big stores, of promoting a local product.
Okay.
Because that also works for them in sales as well, to really push that local product. But a lot of work needs to be done because we're facing so much more pressure from outside forces.
The bigger companies get bigger, and their budgets are quite a bit more powerful and advertisingly expensive, so you have to be pretty nimble and quick and efficient with your funds to make it all work, and that's a good deal. Before I forget, website. People may be listening in. We'll post it on our podcast later. Where do you go, and what will you see on that website?
Our website is www.mountainoakcheese.com. Mm-hmm. On that website, you will see the varieties of cheese that we make. You can meet the cheesemaker. The owners of the Mountain Oak Cheese are Adam and Henny van Berhyk.
Okay.
They first moved to Canada from Holland in 1997. Adam was a cheesemaker before that in Holland, before moving to Canada, and award-winning in Holland as well. They make Gouda.
Very nice.
In the traditional way. And they moved to Canada and brought cheesemaking equipment with them, with, I believe, dreams of always getting back into it. And in 2012, they made that dream a reality and began to retail cheese here in Canada under the name Mountain Oak Cheese. And it's an interesting story how they have the name Mountain Oak Cheese, because in Wilmot Township, on their farm, there really aren't mountains and there aren't, I don't know if any oak trees on it, but the name Van Berhyk, translated to English, is Mountain Oak.
Well, there you go.
And that's how they decided on that name for their product.
Yeah.
And it's just much easier to spell than Van Berhyk, if you've ever seen that.
It has a nice audio tone to it when you say they're Van Berhyk, right? Van Berhyk.
And it's just a nice story of how they come up with the name for their business, which makes us unique and a standout as well.
And so people who go on that website, obviously can probably order some cheese and figure out your hours of your retail outlet and all that stuff, and they could try some.
Yes, there's lots of information there that you can get from it. We have a retail store on the farm that you can come out and sample and try all the different products we have. Mm-hmm. It's open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 5. As well as by going online, we have listings of retailers as well as restaurants all over Ontario that have our product available as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot to handle yourself. My goodness, how did you, you're a farm kid, so you probably got used to the idea of juggling many different things at once. In your previous life, what did you do before you became a salesperson for Mountain Oak Cheese?
Well, as I said earlier, I grew up on a farm just outside of Tavistock. I farmed with my father. We were right around 150-acre farm, which seemed like a pretty good-sized farm at the time, but things have greatly changed.
Well, it's true. You know,
in that time,
the whole story there in 1950s and 60s, a 100-acre farm could do a pretty good living for a man, his wife, and the family, with a diversity of 3 or 4 different products. But nowadays, one farm can do that productivity and specialize in something. So it's changing.
It is.
It just takes hats off to operations like Mountain Oak Cheese and all those smaller operators. Boy, you guys are really stepping up and bringing back some really valuable traditions in agriculture. Smaller operations on their own, producing products and being part of the economy, be part of the community like that.
Yeah, it is. It is a nice community thing, being when you see people from local areas making not just one trip, but coming back again, and that is nice.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So farmed with my father till I was about 26, and just made a career change then, and then I worked for a fuel company out of Stratford, delivering fuel to residential, commercial, agriculture, and retail sites. Did that for almost 26 years and just felt I needed a change.
You're a brave guy to go from a job where traditionally you'd work by yourself hauling the fuel line around to all of a sudden you were showing up on Tuesday afternoons at a radio station talking about your new work. That's quite an amazing leap. I'm impressed. It's great.
It took a real change to do that, and it had me very nervous, but I was... I am very, very fortunate that in going to Mountain Oak Cheese, the people that I work with there, I couldn't ask for a better group of people to work with. Mm. We have an incredible group there from the ladies who are the cheesemakers, Jessica, Maria, Corrine, who's actually off now on maternity, and I work as well in the plant with Jesse in the back. He does the cutting and packaging, and Christine comes in as well part-time and helps us as well. And then we have two gentlemen that work in our flipping room, which is incredible amount of work with those big 10 kg cheese wheels that we make. They are constantly looking after them and moving them around. Their names are Brian and Yoss, and Sandy is our administrator, and we just have an amazing group of people there. We all get along. I love working with all of them, and there is work, but we mix in a lot of fun with that as well.
I'm glad you had the presence of mind to mention all those people that you're part of, and a big shout-out to those guys busy about there at Mountain Oak Cheese doing all the behind-the-scenes work, and gives us the chance for you to sit here and yak about it. It's a great place.
so it has been a wonderful change. It has been a complete change in work, which is I wanted something in a whole new direction. Mm-hmm. And going to work for a smaller family business like this rather than working with a big corporation that's running 7 days a week and 365 days a year. The Van Berhyk family is a very family based with very strong beliefs, and they value family time as well. Therefore, Sundays are your day of rest.
Right. Yeah.
The business does not run on those days.
Yeah.
And that is really appreciated because that is increasingly more and more hard to find.
Well, you make me reminisce, hanging around with my compadres at the local coffee shop. That's probably a mistake. But the other day they were talking about, you guys remember when Sunday shopping was not allowed. And, you know, I'm 64 this year, and it was, I don't think that switched until I was like, I don't know, maybe mid-20s, I think, when they started to allow Sunday shopping. Yeah. So, you're getting me sentimental here, or reflective. Let's play another song here, Dale. And you have queued up. Tell us about it, and why do you like this one?
Well, this one is by Alabama. It's Mount Music. I wanted to get some song in there with mountain in some way to make a connection to Mountain Oak. But
all right, on.
It's just a nice rollicking tune that moves along, and I just thought that might be one that would be good for the show today.
Okay. Click on go, we'll be right back.
Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Drift away like Tom Sawyer, ride a raft with old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle, they dreaming again. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun hideaway.
That comes from the heart. Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river.
Catherine Enders from the Ontario Farmland Trust. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, this is Steve Ashton from Reeve & Company. You're listening to the Agricultural Show on CKMS 102.7.
Thanks for listening today, folks. And we have a listener joined us on the Facebook Live video. Good to see you, Jeff Poole. Thanks for joining in. And we now are in our third segment of the show. We talked about Word Dale, how many people sit around his Christmas table. We talked about Mountain Oak Cheese. And this segment of the show is about agriculture. And so with that, you know, I have a farm and I know town people. And they ask me questions about agriculture all the time. I try to give them an answer. They like to have a good answer. They want to know what it's literally like when you're farming. Dale, what happens if you get talking about agriculture? What do you tell people about agriculture? It's pretty wide open, so you get lots of leeway here. But what do you tell people about agriculture when you have a conversation with a non-farmer?
Well, agriculture is food, and food is certainly something we need to sustain ourselves, as well as a good, safe source of food. Many people around the world do not have access to that. Canada is in a very unique position that we are able to both feed ourselves and we also have the ability to help feed the world. And that is something that we need to really step up and do. It's an ever-growing population on the planet that is always needing good, safe food to be able to eat. And Canada can play a very large role in that. If a country loses its ability to feed itself, it loses its sovereignty, and you will be in huge trouble. And that is something Canada can never allow to happen.
Well, that's true. All the G7 countries, you know, they can talk about trade and so on, but all those countries, no matter what, for strategic purposes, will maintain their food industry because, you know, you cannot, you can't take the, you can maybe do without iPhones for a month or, you know, a car for 2 weeks, but if you don't have another meal within 24 hours, that's not, it's quite the different dynamics going on. So for security reasons, you absolutely want to have agriculture supported and present in your country, regardless of what's it costs to a point. Clearly, yeah.
And farmers in this country as well, really understand sustainable agriculture, knowing that that land needs to be there for you year in and year out,
right,
and are very good with their land as well because they understand if it's ruined, it's gone forever. So they really, really look after that, really look after that land the same way, certainly with Mountain Oak Farm as well as many others, know to treat the land well, treat their animals well, because they know that is what is sustainable and that is what will allow us to produce the food we need as well as feed the world also.
When you tell people these stories, have you ever had the pleasure of describing our culture to someone and you suddenly realize the light bulb went off for this person. They had they learned something that they never knew before, and they were quite happy with it. You know, the lights went on. Can you think of maybe a young person? They often get a kick out of. They ask questions about, you know, how many calves does a cow have, or something. And oh, I didn't know that. They're excited. In Europe so far, you know, have you had that the pleasure of that experience where you felt like, wow, I've brought along some interesting information to someone. They really appreciated it.
Well, one of the things that we face the most often, even in our own business, we manufacture cheese curds. And we sell them, and our cheese curds are white. And we will have people that will come to buy them from us, and they will ask, how come your cheese curds are not orange? And I will just look at them and say, well, what color is milk when it comes out of a cow? And they stop and, oh yeah. They ask them as well, if there was a bottle of orange milk on the shelf at the grocery store, would you pick it up? And the answer is no. Mm-hmm. So there is an additive added to that as well, which just changes the color. But it's just a consumer way of thinking that's always been there. And it's just to make them stop and think of, oh, yeah. But there are many ways that people will come from the city and will come to the farm and see firsthand how this is done and know that it's not the cruel or terrible thing that they hear of so often.
That's right.
That these animals are kept in comfort, because a cow will not produce milk if she is not comfortable, well-fed, and well-looked after. And if you look after them and treat them well, that is what they are hoping for and will live a very good and productive life.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because I've had an experience too. If people ask about treatment of animals around the farm, and the point I'm trying to make is that there's no advantage to the farmer to not humanely treat its animals, because they are not marketable, they're not of high value. If at any point in their they're treated poorly, it's just intrinsically not at all a factor in raising animals that they're treated cruelly. It's just not done.
There's no benefit to a good farmer.
Unfortunately, it gets kind of, a friend of mine pointed out, sometimes the animals in the farm get treated better than we treat our fellow humans in downtown. They have no money, who are, for various reasons, fate or maybe some of their own decisions, are homeless and broke and in a sad state. And we treat our animals better than that.
Mm-hmm. That is true. And again, from an industry standpoint, there is no benefit to the industry in the eye of the public to do anything along that line that would cause bad press. There are the odd ones. There's no denying it. That can give the entire industry a bad name. But for the most part, the vast, vast majority, if the public were to go and see these farms and see how everything is treated, they would know. They can be confident in knowing that they are looked after well. We're part of what's called the Oxford Cheese Trail. And every Saturday in May, we have what's called Big Cheese Days. And while we do schedule tours of our plant throughout the year, and people can always call and see when we're doing tours.
Well, you know what? I think I remember something coming across my desk one time about that. Yeah.
Right on. So when we do that in the month of May, every Saturday we do tours of both our cheese plant, as well as that is the one time a year where the public can go into the barn as well and see where the cows are milked and how they're milked. And if you want to see how a cow gets milked by a robot, it's worth it, because I grew up on a farm and you had to go out in the morning and put that milker on by hand and take it off by hand.
True.
And if you would have told me in those days that someday a machine would do everything, I would have thought you're living in a dream world. But people can come out and see what kind of operation we work and know that those animals are well cared for and have that information for when maybe somebody else tries to tell them something different.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, in a previous life, I used to milk cattle. It's been a few years now, 10, 15, I think it is. But the good news here, Dale, is that the majority of people just honestly want to know what happens on the farm, and they're quite content with hearing exactly like you said there. As citizens, they also know, they read the paper like the rest of us and see these headlines. And actually, I want to thank you for interest in agriculture. It helps us. We're more than delighted to tell you our story. And it comes in an odd way under concern, but we don't hesitate to take advantage of an opportunity to tell the public about all the great things that are happening on the farm.
Mm-hmm. And there are many things, unfortunately, in many cases, our voice is not as loud or as well funded by those who wish to detract from the business that we do.
I know, but we should be grateful those other voices give us the chance that we could not normally afford to buy or do the media for. They bring the news to us. Thank you, in a way.
I certainly appreciate this opportunity as well today to be able to come in and talk to your listeners about the business that we do, but also agriculture in general, and the importance in our economy, and the billions of dollars in our economy that comes from the agriculture business, from that farmer putting the seed in the ground to everything it took in order to get that seed to him, and every part of the chain along the way is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah. That's a good deal. I'm just glad we got to talking about some of those controversial stuff like that, and it's just great because whatever you want in agriculture, you can find out, and hopefully if you don't get to places like Mountain Oak Cheese, you get to the local farmers market, or take part in, like the Royal Winter Fair does a lot of promotion, and what a great location being there in Toronto like that. So don't be afraid to ask questions. We're more than glad to tell you the good story. Talking about good stories. And guess what? It's time to play more music, Dale. What's your next collection on there? And how come you like this one?
The next song is by Leroy Van Dyke, and it is the Auctioneer song.
Okay.
I'm hoping once I have more time to be able to do things that I want to do down the road, I enjoy going to auction sales.
Okay.
And I love listening to auctioneers. Good auctioneers have always been something I enjoyed listening to, and I think this is just a great song, so I thought I'd pick this one for today.
All right. Pick, go, and we'll be right back, folks. Episode 141 of the Agriculture Show. See you in a short bit. Here you go.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there, and what are they going to give for them? I've been $600 down here, now $10, and now $25, and now $35, and now $50, and now $60. Will you give me $60, now $75, $75, another $85 on the bottom there? There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid, or now $30, $30, will you give me $30, make it $30, bid, mama $30, will you give me $30, who'd bid a $30 bid? $30 bid, or now $35, will you give me $35, to make it $35, to bid a $35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest, he practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, and I'll have $40, $40, will you give me $40, make it $40, bid, and I'm all of $40, don't we live $40, who'd bid a $40 bid? $40 bid, and now $45, will you give me $45, I'll make it a $45, to bid at a $45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the pops in all the land. Let Paul give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, another $50, $50, will they give me $50, make it $50, bid it all, $50, will they give me $50, hooray, bid a $50 bid. $50 bid, and now $55, will they give me $55, I'll make it a $55, I'll bid a $55, I sold that home for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for them? I'm a 25, I'll get 35, another 50, make it 50, better on a 50, now 60, will they give me 60, now 75, now 85, now 95, 100, now 25, now 50, 75, now 2, now 3, now 4, now 5, now 6, now 7, now $800 on the bottom.
Hi, I'm Dale Ruby from Mountain Oak Cheese. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community Radio Broadcasts promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the Waterloo region. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
That's good stuff, Dale. Holy camoles. That's just perfect. Well said, and thanks for doing that. You'll be on air here for how long we keep the station going. I like to, I really enjoy playing back, you know, the music from, or the voices of previous guests like yourself. So,
well, thank you very much.
Yes. Well, this segment of the show was just kind of a little review on what we can do. We can review what we talked about so far, but hopefully if there's something that you wanted to talk about that you think is important or would like to talk about, this is a good time to bring it up, just to get this discussion going. And we first of all talked about yourself and family and your farming out by Tavistock. Where do you live at, Tavistock?
We live in a little borough called Sebastopol, which is just the north end of Tavistock. Many people don't even realize it's there. As you drive from Tavistock to Shakespeare, you will go past some stone gates, and at that point you enter what is known as Sebastopol.
Cool.
And it goes from Oxford County to Perth County, which again, a lot of people don't know. And we are in that borough there. We have lived there since 2003.
Yeah.
We have a half-acre property where the backyard goes into a farmer's field.
Mm-hmm.
So in the summer, we call that our cottage. That's where we spend our time, where we can sit out back, not be looking into someone else's backyard or looking at the road. And it's quiet. We have fantastic neighbors all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just our little piece of heaven in Perth County.
And that sounds pretty good. You should be writing a book about this and put it on that stop on the Oxford Cheese Tour with that, and you do. Oh, my gosh. Then we talked a little bit about what is it you do, and just to review for our listeners, Mountain Oak Cheese, go to their website, look at their great products, order some stuff, and you've been there 15 months now, I think you said, or something?
Yes, it's since October of 2018.
How long have they been making cheese?
They started in 2012.
Right on.
To retail cheese.
Yep.
So it's just going on 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and we are always trying new products, as well as always trying to expand our market as well. We are, you know, looking into certifications that would allow us to also go federal across the country.
Right on, yep.
So everyone's fighting for that little corner of the market to call their own, and we're not complacent to just sit back and stay where we are. We want to grow and make more and more people aware of the terrific product that are the Gouda cheeses of Mountain Oak.
You should hold up that package you brought along in front of our camera number 8 there. And what are people looking at here with this? What is this?
This is a package of our curds that we make on the farm at Mountain Oak.
Okay.
They're always made fresh. We make curds every week, and we make them in both a plain and a black pepper curd.
Yep.
We sell very many. We sell a lot to restaurants as well, but people just for snacks.
Yeah.
And again, a very healthy snack. It's a very healthy ingredient list. We've also just recently began making a product called Quark, which is a cross between Greek yogurt and cream cheese.
Okay.
And the big selling point that as well is it's great for cooking, baking, and it's very healthy. It is a very basic ingredient list of whole milk, bacterial culture in rennet. No additives, no preservatives, and words you can't pronounce.
Yeah. Wow, boy, somebody's been putting their thoughts into this stuff to try that. Such a big leap in traditional words associated with cheese making, that put together a product like that. That's quite cool.
Yeah, again, it's trying to find that part of the market that you can serve people that are looking for that, again, locally made and a very healthy product that they can add to their diet.
Yeah.
And we're very proud of that product, and we're hoping that people will give that a try.
Sounds pretty good. Then, in our next segment, we were talking a little bit about your message to people about agriculture, and we're talking about in Ontario here, where we are in the KW area. The messages is animals are treated well. The quality of food is some of the best in the world, because we have some of the most stringent quality standards. Of course, the pain in the rear when you're producing it, but that's the kind of assurance that should be thought of as a privilege in Canada and Ontario, that when the label says this, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're very proud of that.
Yeah. What else do we talk about as far as your message to agriculture? So support your small businesses there. That's what you guys are doing. The food system is safe, and you can find what you want at the right price and convenience. We're so lucky in Ontario. If you want it, you can have it pretty well. Anything that you imagine. In general, of course, as farmers and producers, the good news is to the consumers is whatever you want, we can make. You just tell us, but this is what's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't be afraid about asking for interesting and new products. It can be done. But what we need to know is, how is that just a what the heck, or do I really want something? Then we can come to make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. The consumer plays a very large part in this as well, by asking your local stores and local food outlets, what do they have that's local? And if you're asking for it, they will know there is demand there for it, and they will get it in for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you are able to choose again and know that food you are buying is the best in the world, and it comes from the best people in the world who are right here.
I like the idea you're saying is pass your message along to the store. I'll give an example that I heard. The number one way right now for everybody to influence where food goes, the quickest and the fastest, is put an idea in the suggestion box at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they are so big that any idea they come floats across their desk is poof. It's like all over North America, poof, like that.
There's no doubt. If one person is thinking that and takes the time to make that suggestion, they know that there are many like-minded people thinking the exact same thing.
Yep.
And therefore, as well, by asking your local store, the place you shop, what's local? What's from close to here? What is within 100 kilometers? What is within the province, even within the country, to see that product of Ontario, product of Canada? And I know the one thing that my wife and I have talked about at home that we find somewhat discouraging is certainly with the all the news lately around the legalization of cannabis.
Right.
We know of one place for sure here in Ontario that has stopped growing produce to sell here in the province and has moved to cannabis.
Yeah, I've heard that too, that some of the greenhouse guys have seen the profit margin better on cannabis than it would be on, peppers and tomatoes and all that usual stuff that go in greenhouses. Yeah.
I've never
seen that story. Yeah.
And they're doing what works for their business. I understand that. But again, it's another piece of locally grown food that goes away.
True.
And just makes us more dependent on foreign. And I just don't think that is the route we should be going. Mm. We should be trying to grow as much food as we can here and to be able to send abroad, and letting other people know when you are getting products from Canada, here's what you get, because we can do it.
All good points, and thanks for mentioning them. Anything else we want to tell our listeners before we play another song here? If you I want to hits up some of these smaller operators, the growing operators like Mountain Oak, then you can take a day trip or ask for their product at the store. If you want to help, go to the farmers markets. That's where you'll find people who can speak about their craft and so on. But I like what, if not, I think I can make the observation, don't be afraid to talk to the grocery manager at your local store.
They are more than willing to listen and take suggestions, and they will bring in anything that they feel will sell.
Right.
And if they know that's what people are looking for, then they will do it, and you can help make a real positive experience of being here in our best food supply in the world.
Yeah.
So certainly, you go to our website at mountainoakcheese.ca, as well as look up the Oxford Cheese Trail.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Search that, and there are many links to local cheesemakers, to distilleries, wineries, restaurants, many places of interest, all within an hour or so of here.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful thing to look into, and we'll also show how locally involved many companies are mm-hmm. in bringing us terrific products.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Good message. Let's play another song, my good friend. What do you have next time? We have room for one more song. Maybe we'll do a play out of the last song, but what would be your next choice for a song?
The next song that I would like to play is, it's called Sing That Rock and Roll by Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. Two
okay.
very, very talented musicians. And it's a live recording that they did at a concert promoting the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Okay.
All the great bluegrass music that came out
right on.
With that movie.
Okay.
And it's just one of the songs they did. And it's one I really like. It's just a really nice, easy listening song.
Okay, folks, warm up that coffee. We'll be right back. And the last of our show today, episode 141. And click the dial there. Here we go.
Hi, this is Mark Spuck from the Township of North Dumfries. We are streaming live on FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Ontario. We're on the Rogers Digital Network at 946 and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of our past shows and visit our supporters page at the radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio podcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You're listening to The Agricultural Show with Jeff Stagger. The Agricultural Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agricultural Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo, and our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, compassion, and emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, you're listening to The Agricultural Show on Sound FM 102.7 CKMS.
All right, we just had so much fun here, and Dale, I want to thank you for coming in today to do this. I'm gonna give you my last question I'd like to ask guests, and hopefully you can give us some answers on all this stuff. Pretty simple. So, Dale, what are you doing the next 2 hours, and then 2 days, and what are you doing the next 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years, if you want? Go ahead, tell us what you do the next 2 hours. Let's start there.
Well, certainly for the rest of the afternoon, I have some stops to do here in the KW area. There are some orders that I will be dropping off of some of our local customers, mm-hmm. as well as make a couple of sales calls maybe along the way. But as well, we're very busy at the plant today. When we're very busy, I'll also help out there as well. So that gives me even more variety of just being out and about all the time. Mm-hmm. I get to work with all my great coworkers one-on-one, and that just adds a nice variety to the job that I really enjoy.
The next two days,
well,
I guess we kind of covered a little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah, work continues on. We don't have a great deal of many things in our schedule because of the fact that our boys aren't into sports and things like that. So we do enjoy our evenings at home. Life will go on. We're hoping as a family to go out east this coming summer. Mm-hmm. Take a trip on something like that, and over the next number of years just continue to live and enjoy life and see where life takes us.
And the next 2 months, you'll have these family things to do. Anything from the Chiefs perspective, what's happening the next 2 months? A couple of promotional shows, what's happening there?
Yes, we will do shows that do come up as the springtime comes along. You have your food shows in places that will come up. There's always one at the KW Auditorium, and Toronto will have shows as well. So okay. We will go and promote our product and show people what we have. And we find in any of those cases, when you can go to those shows and have people taste the product,
yeah,
that is what will make them buy. So we do like to be out to,
if you can get out there to meet people.
Yeah, we like to go to festivals and food shows and things like that. We mm-hmm. go to things like the Royal Winter Fair as well. We enter many competitions throughout the year as well. Everything mm-hmm. from very local to here in Ontario.
Good
to
idea. Yep.
We entered several varieties into the World Cheese Awards last year in Norway. And two of our varieties, our Gold, which is an 18-month-old cheese, mm-hmm. and our 3-year-old cheese, each finished third in their respective classes, which we were very proud of because there are many cheeses in these competitions. So we do well on the awards front, both locally and around the world. So we just continue to promote our product to make Mountain Oak a very trusted name for the consumer to enjoy the product and one they can look forward to enjoying in the future.
So I think we kind of got into the 2-year question. What else are you doing in the next 2 years? Are you going to send some of your kids off to university? No, they're not that old yet, are they? No,
we'll have one that'll start high school next year.
Oh my gosh.
So yep. He still has to... he has a choice of some high schools he can go to, so yeah. he can choose that. And where they'll go, I think the world is available to them. Again, we live in a part of the world where we have the resources where we can really make something happen for somebody who really wants to do something with their life, mm-hmm. and we will be there for them. We'll be supportive and do everything we can to help their dreams and ambitions come true.
Mm-hmm. Good project. So that 2 years ends up the next 20 years. I guess in 20 years, it's probably pretty scary to think about being a grandparent, for instance. But
yeah, that's
can you handle that kind of a length of time?
Well, it when you think of 20 years down the road, I'm hoping that still to be in good health,
yeah.
good frame of mind, to be able to enjoy life.
Like you're just like 25, 30 years old, right?
I think we've already been through that already. I'm a little older than that. But
I know.
It will be to be able to be able to enjoy life and enjoy wherever life where life takes us in that time period.
Yeah. Good stuff. So, Dale, I just want to thank you so much for coming in to be a guest today. It's pretty short notice, and it's just been a lot of fun. Got some great music here. We've had a lot of fun. I just want to thank you so much for being a guest today.
Well, thank you very much, and I would also like to thank you as well for giving me the opportunity. It's been a pleasure meeting you. This experience has been very new to me, but I've enjoyed it. The time has gone by fast, and I really appreciate it on behalf of myself and my family and Mountain Oak Cheese. Thank you very much, and continue to do the great work that you do here promoting mm-hmm. agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for saying that. And dear listeners, come back in 6 days and 22 hours. We'll do this again with some more great guests. And if you eat this week, thank a farmer. And if you're a farmer, thank a consumer.
Great way to put it.
And with that, we'll sign out. We'll see you next week, and we'll play some music off the computer to finish off our 2-hour slot. Bye for now. Thanks again.